From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President Donald Trump signed a temporary spending measure on Monday, ending a three-day federal government shutdown and deferring the difficult task of immigration negotiations for a few more weeks. Senate Democrats, whose votes are needed in order to pass a full spending bill, were attempting to use their leverage to demand a DREAM Act after Trump ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program last year. The end of DACA has left hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants in legal limbo. While the high-profile negotiations over a so-called Clean DREAM Act had stalled the government, DREAMers in Southern California showed up outside the gates of Disneyland on Monday. They temporarily blocked the entrance to the popular tourist destination with signs that read "No Dream, No Deal," among other things. One of the activists who participated in the action is my guest, Barbara Hernandez. She's a member of the Our Dream Coalition. Welcome to the program, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. So before we get into the politics of what happened on Monday with the signing of the spending bill, let's focus on the action at Disneyland. Why is Disneyland a target of DACA recipients?
Well, Disneyland is a very symbolic place, right? And it's known for making dreams come true. And us as undocumented youth, we want our dream to come true. And we wanted to have the people know that we're still there. We're here. We need permanent protection. And our lives is not to be bargained with.
So what happened on Monday? How many activists were there? Were they all DACA recipients? I'm assuming you are one too?
Yeah, I am a DACA recipient.
And so how many people were there on Monday, and what exactly did you do?
There was approximately 20 people, and we blocked the street on Harbor, the entrance where the shuttles go in, and that caused traffic and that caused delay.
And why did that action feel effective and impactful to you? Do you feel that those people who you might have delayed getting into Disneyland would have had sympathy for your cause?
Well, Disneyland is a family place, right, where families go. Mm-hmm. And right now our community is under attack and our families are being torn apart. And I wanted to get their sympathy as well, right? That blockage or that waiting in time in line for the shuttles to go in, that's something that we as undocumented immigrants go through for like as long as we're here, right? We always have something blocking us from moving forward.
So the action of blocking traffic itself was symbolizing the legal limbo that you are facing.
Yeah, that's correct.
And anyone who's been through any sort of experience with the immigration system in the US knows that it's a lot of waiting and something that sort of prevents you from planning your life.
Yeah, definitely. It causes all sorts of traumas and emotional stress.
So how long did you hold the action, and you know, what is the sort of follow-up to that? This was an act of civil disobedience as the government was in the middle of a shutdown shortly thereafter the president signed a temporary spending bill. But while you were in the middle of the action, the government shutdown was still taking place and you were essentially shutting down the entrance to Disneyland.
Right. So at that moment, we found out that the deadline was pushed to next month on the 8th. And we're tired of that. We're tired of being used as bargaining chips and being tossed around from Republicans to Democrats, both of them using us like if we were some sort of game, and we're not. It's our lives that are on the line, and we're tired. We need permanent protection.
Now, this whole showdown is happening in part because it was President Trump, on the advice of his anti-immigrant staff, that ended DACA last year, right? I mean, this entire controversy. I mean, of course, there is a need for comprehensive immigration reform, but on the issue of the Dreamers, This wouldn't have been a huge debacle had Trump simply left DACA in place. Is this fight even necessary?
It is necessary for us to fight and get permanent protection, not only for our DACA recipients, but for all 11 million immigrants who have been here for so long. It's time for an immigration reform.
So let's talk about what happened on Monday with the spending deal. Now, in December, the original deadline for a spending deal was supposed to happen in December, and Senate Democrats basically gave in to a temporary spending measure that pushed this 1 month away. Here we are again, and February 8th is the new deadline. Why do you think this has happened? If they can't come to an agreement now, why will they come to one in February?
They have to, and we can, as a community, as an immigrant community, we have to stand up and raise our voices so they can hear us, that we're still here and we need something. We need permanent protection. And like I was saying, they're just using us as some sort of game. Like you said, they started in December, then pushed it to this month, and now they're pushing it back another month. We're tired of that. It's not, our lives are not to be pushed around from 1 month to another, and us being on that limbo, being scared of deportation, our DACAs are expiring. A lot of things are happening to us, and we're done. We're tired. And that's why I also want to call the community to come up and stand up and let their voices be heard.
Now, right-wing conservative commentators are saying, why is there a government shutdown over something that has nothing to do with the spending bill? The DREAM Act is a completely separate issue. Does the fact that DACA recipients and the conversation around a DREAM Act being centered in this government shutdown represent a victory? At least you are part of the conversation. At least government is shutting down over the fate of dreamers.
I understand that there's other things in place as well that caused the shutdown, but you're right. At least they are hearing our voices. Just last month, a few colleagues of mine and I spent 6 days in jail demanding no dream, no deal. Like I said, there's millions of lives on the line, and it's time for Congress to do something and stop playing with our lives.
Tell me about the incident where you were arrested, because every time an undocumented person who has DACA or not gets arrested, you risk so much more than a US citizen being arrested. So, what happened during your last arrest, and why did that happen?
Last month, I was part of the Dream 7 plus an ally who took place, who we did a sit-in in Schumer's office and Carlos Curbelo's office. And we were arrested for staying a little longer than they're usually open. And once arrested, we refused to give our names. And in response, we said, we mean no disrespect. We're here until Congress passes a Clean Dream Act. And obviously, Congress didn't pass a Clean Dream Act. So we came out right before the vote on January, no, not January, December 19, I believe. And while in jail, we were there for 6 days on a hunger strike. And of course, immigration was called. But luckily, we do still have that protection of DACA. And we had really good lawyers that also stopped that from happening.
Now, explain what the Dream Seven are. You said the Dream Seven plus an ally, and you're a part of the Dream Seven, right?
Right, yeah. So the Dream 7, it was just seven DACA recipients and myself and an ally who did the sit-ins. One did a sit-in in Schumer's office, the other ones did a sit-in in Curbelo's office.
And then I understand that some among those of you who were arrested even staged a hunger strike while in custody, right?
Right.
So you were eventually released and you are participated in more actions such as this. Do you think it's going to be enough? So now the fight has been essentially pushed to February 8th when this current spending bill is will run out. What do you think will happen at that time? That essentially means a few more weeks where you can push Senate Democrats into doing the right thing, right?
Right. Well, like I said, it's I can't do it by myself. Of course, I need the help of the community to come out and let our voices be heard by doing either actions like we did on Monday or other actions.
Now, the press has been reporting that Donald Trump, a big part of the government impasse over the shutdown is that Trump didn't really know, or maybe doesn't really know, what he wants on immigration. Senate Democrats have even sort of alluded to this, that it's unclear what it is that Trump wants, and that every time he has seemed to veer towards or lean towards supporting some version of a DREAM Act, his advisors, including Chief of Staff John Kelly, General John Kelly, and Stephen Miller, one of the most hardline anti-immigrant people in his administration, have talked him out of it. What do you think is going on in Trump's head?
Honestly, I'm not going to take the time to th think about what is in his head. It's what needs to be in his head. It's that we need a permanent solution. It's not about him. It's about the community who's under attack, who's losing so much. He needs to see that. And we need to highlight that as a community. We need to stand up and let our voices be heard. So then, hopefully, he can hear them.
And on this issue of whether Trump really, is allowed to be himself, he has, and so have Paul Ryan in the past. Some Republicans have in the past expressed sympathy towards Dreamers, right? So if they are sympathetic towards Dreamers, why is it so hard to pass a DREAM Act?
So there's one thing of being sympathetic, another thing of doing something. They need to do something. We need something. And what we need is that permanent protection. It's not just about the talk, it's about the doing as well.
Do you think that they are simply trying to rally their anti-immigrant base and offering up dreamers as sacrificial lambs for the next election?
Like I said, that's what we've seen, that they use us as bargaining chips when for their political agenda, and we're tired of that. We're not bargaining chips. It's our lives.
One of the main issues that Trump and the Republicans have been trying to push for is the funding for a border wall in exchange for a DREAM Act. But Democrats have been pushed by Dreamers like yourself into demanding a clean DREAM Act. And by clean, I'm assuming that it means a DREAM Act without strings attached. What is your position on this issue of a border wall if you get a DREAM Act? But that comes with funding for a border wall. Would that be good?
No, that wouldn't be good. And that's why I'm fighting for a Clean Dream Act. A Clean Dream Act means our community not being criminalized, not our parents not being thrown under the bus, no funding for the border wall.
Why would a border wall throw your parents under the bus?
Well, obviously, because that would cause my parents to, there would be ICE raids, there would be this. And the wall represents that hatred that apparently we have towards the other side, when not everybody who's an immigrant comes from the other side of the border. There's so many other ways to come into this country, not just through that border. So it's pointless to have that wall.
So you think that the funding of this border wall is a symbolic issue that would further anti-immigrant sentiment in the country?
Yeah, it's a racist wall.
What about ICE agents? We are hearing news that through and reports that through the discretionary powers that Trump is able to use, he has essentially unleashed ICE agents throughout various communities. They have targeted California in particular, and states and cities that have called themselves sanctuary states and cities. And they've sent in federal agents to round people up, family members of DACA recipients, detain and deport them, right?
Right, yeah, and that's what I mean when I say our community is under attack. Families are being torn apart, and folks who don't have that DACA protection, they're scared, and it's taking so much from them. It's an emotional stress, depression. We can't continue going to school. We can't continue working. It's hard to live in a land that's supposed to be free we live in fear, and that's not okay.
Are you holding the Democrats more accountable than the Republicans? You expect the Republicans to back anti-immigrant positions, but is this essentially up to the Senate Democrats now? Is they who you're going to pressure most?
No, I'm holding both of them accountable because both of them are using my life as a bargaining chip. It's not about the Democrats. It's not about the Republicans. It's about both of them. Both of them are just playing games with us, and we're done with it.
And tell me a little bit more about your own background. As a dreamer, how, what is your story? Because we don't humanize dreamers enough. We don't hear enough stories about, the very real lives that are affected. So can you share with us in the last part of our interview a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 26. I just turned 26. I've been here since I was 6 years old. I graduated high school here. I went to college. I graduated as a special education teacher, and I worked as a special education teacher for the past 3 years.
And so, what has the end of DACA meant for your life? You've had to put your career on hold?
I actually quit my job on September 5th when DACA was rescinded because I was really scared. I was scared that I was going to get deported. I was scared of just living my life, and I went into a very deep depression. So I quit my job, and then I decided to focus back on my education. So I did sociology. I took a few sociology classes. And I was inspired by a group of young folks who took action in New York City outside of the Trump Tower. And I reached out to them, and that's how I've been involved.
So you are actually new to political activism.
Yeah, I am.
And you quit your job because, of course, in exchange for registering for DACA, you and other DACA recipients had to give the government your information. That was a deal you made with the government. You would defer your deportation and they would know who you are. And by canceling DACA, Trump essentially pulled the rug out from under you.
Right. Yeah, that's right. They know everything about me. They know where I live. They know where I've went, where I have gone to school. They know everything.
So it is not an easy thing to live with this knowledge right now. Do you feel that more and more dreamers are going to be, becoming active? Because at this point, you've nothing left to lose. I mean, the government is treating you in this way. There's just a tremendous amount of activism that we're seeing coming out around a DREAM Act. What do you expect is going to happen in the next few weeks? You and maybe other dreamers have more actions planned?
Yeah, definitely. I would hope that those DACA recipients who are out there see this and hopefully get inspired in coming out and helping and, like I said, sharing their stories because Congress is apparently not thinking about our stories or how we feel, and we need to let them know and hold them accountable to pass something. And we like I said, we need a permanent solution.
So you are calling on other dreamers who might be watching this interview or listening to join you. Where can they find out more information? Is there a website you can recommend?
They can follow us on Facebook to the Seed Project. That is also part of our Dream Coalition.
And then there's also a website, Fight for Our Dream, I understand.
Right, yeah, there's fightforourdream.com as well, or .org.
And we'll post links to that from our website later today. Thank you so much, Barbara, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
My guest has been Barbara Hernandez. She is a member of the Our Dream Coalition. She participated in an action on Monday outside Disneyland in Southern California as a government shutdown continued over a spending bill and a DREAM Act. Of course, that shutdown has now been temporarily averted until February 8th. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.